So, Hare Krishna, this was your first full day of the Harinam or Holy Name retreat here in the Tehri. Tehri means the valley of Giriraj. We have every day a different variety how we conduct this retreat. The center is always approaching the Holy Name and coming closer to the Holy Name by various experiences. Group japa in the morning, this beautiful and excellent katha about how the core of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, and how it all started, the roots of them, of this movement. Hopefully tasty prasadam, and prasadam which can be well digested. Then a little free time, and in the afternoon workshop and more chanting in the evening. That is just one variety, one, you could say, yes, meal. Tomorrow a different meal will be served. The focus tomorrow is on kirtan. I think Prashanta, who is here, will give us a clear orientation so that we can prepare ourselves properly. And then the day after, yet another meal is prepared. And then the day after, still another meal. But the focus always is how can we somehow come closer to the Holy Name. That is what we do during the Holy Name retreat all together. There is an important thing I want to tell you about the practice of going on a retreat. Please pace yourself nicely. That is, take care of you, your bodies, your minds, nicely, by, you know, taking sufficient prasadam, sufficient rest, maybe inquire what to do against the Vrindavan cough. It is unfortunately almost unavoidable, and so on. Pace yourself, because we have a few more days to go, and especially for the highlight, going to Teh Kadamba, we require, we will be out a whole day, so we require physical and mental strength. Now, how to maintain physical strength, you all know, taking prasadam and, moving, resting enough, etc., etc. But how can you maintain mental strength? The answer to this is avoid distraction. One devotee came to me and made a very nice observation. He said, "It was such a wonderful entry for me yesterday, but then I chatted with one of my other devotees about, I don't want to say about what they chatted, because then I would give away a private information, but it was not favorable, and I was all night thinking about the chat, and it continued to chat inside of me and disturb me. It was not favorable. Yes, therefore we always say to maintain mental strength, avoid what weakens the mind, no? The distractions which take so much energy and are not positive, are not necessarily bringing us closer to Krishna. So distractions could be mobile telephone, computers, but also unnecessary talk which agitates the mind. It could be many, many other things. I don't want to go through a list of possibilities to have fallen Maya. No, but please pay attention to this. Good. Main point is, thank you so much. You were a wonderful group. Really wonderful. It was a good atmosphere, good attendance in the seminars this morning and everywhere. So wonderful. We wish you all the best.